All right, here we are. We're back.
Hey, can I ask y'all something? Just tell me if I'm wrong. All right, y'all just give me your honest opinion.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You're dead ass wrong.
Yes, you're wrong.
Jackie sent me to the store.
Your ass is dead wrong. Now, go ahead.
She sent me to the store. And I guess I'm going a little too fast in the neighborhood, and I didn't got pulled over. This is yesterday. Oh. Is it wrong that I let the window down and start sneezing and coughing out the window? Is it wrong that I did that? As the police officer was coming up to the window, and do you know he backed off and said, "Don't worry about it, just slow down," and went on back to his. Was I wrong?
Well, you got out of the ticket, so.
That was pretty clever.
Yeah.
I struggle using the word clever with you.
Yeah. Well, you got a better word, Steve? What you got?
But clever ain't.
It's too much. That was too far.
That was, let's call it, that was lucky thinking.
Oh, yeah, quick thinking, yeah.
No, quick I ain't say quick. Hey, ain't nobody say quick. I said words lucky in your mouth? Thinking.
Yeah. A veteran comedian surely make you live up to quick. You ain't quick yet. They're going to make you live up to quick.
In that moment.
Yeah.
What you got?
Go ahead.
Okay, so y'all remember yesterday when Shirley asked me to do the title of the strawberry letter? Y'all remember that?
With that booty in it?
Yeah. Because I love the way you say it.
Yeah, you know, working from home. You know, my husband, once we got off the air, he was sitting in the...
What happened?
So Tosh was sitting in the den with his laptop, and he said, "Let me ask you a question." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You were on the air, right?" I said, yeah. "We just got out the air." He said, "What were you kept hollering about your booty on the air?" I said,
"What are you talking about your ass for?" What is we discussing your ass?
Why is
on
your
the
ass
for?
Sorry, Carla, I didn't mean to get you in trouble.
And I tried to explain it. I said, no. Shirley just likes the way I say, you know, booty. And that was the subject of the strawberry letter. He said, "But you kept saying it over and over." And I was going to walk in there and say, "What are you talking about?
Was you trying to draw attention to yours for?"
So, thanks, Shirley. You got me in trouble. Working from home, man. Oh,
Yeah, it's a little different.
She kind of had your ass out there, huh?
You're not going to pull me in that. I'm not even saying. I'll just say but.
That's it.
He was like, dang.
That's wow. Nah, Tosh, she's safe over here, homie. Just want to see
Thank you, Junior. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry, Carla. Sorry.
Man, you know who can talk during a quarantine?
Who?
Anybody over 75, Lord have mercy.
What you mean?
My grandmother on the phone, don't let her call. If it ain't Sunday, she got time. She ain't got nowhere to go.
What is she talking about, though?
Any and everything. Do you know there's a fight up in Brenham, Texas? Did you know that her sister Milby and Catherine ain't been talking for the last 2 weeks? I don't know why I'm talking about it.
You said you wanted somebody to talk to.
But it's not her, though. She talks so slow. Because, you know, old people don't tell you right off the bat. When they come on the phone, they just be like,
But, Junior, they not getting along during the crisis?
During the quarantine, dog. They can't go nowhere.
And they beefing.
They beefing. Dog, I just need somebody else to talk to. Dog. She on the phone the whole
Junior,
time.
You can call me once a week.
I appreciate it, because I need
to ask you. Yeah, that's once a day?
We talk about once a week, though. We just talk on, like,
once a week, because Junior talk about an hour, because, you know, we got to catch up.
Yeah.
That's enough,
about everything.
I ain't talking no dude
like
no
he's
every
the only
day.
One talking. Aren't
Wait
you
a
talking
minute.
Too? Yeah.
Yeah,
Wait
we
a
talking?
Minute. I said that's nice. You said once a week or once a day?
Not once a week.
Once a week.
No, we don't need no more time. We just
I don't need nobody
week.
Call me. I ain't talking no dude every day, though.
Not every day.
I've been here talking to my wife every day. I'm telling you right now, we are out. Completely.
All right, coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.